Chapter 6 Hardin's Whiskey. One day, we drove into a town called Winston. During our first evening at the hotel, I saw a tall man in the reception area. I didn't like his face. He looked like he was a bad man. A man came into the reception area to speak to him. He listened and wrote something in a black notebook. Later, another man came in, and they walked out of the back door of the hotel together. The next morning, I saw that man again. He was standing in a corner with a lot of money in his hand. He was counting it slowly. I told Longboy about him.
He's probably a bootlegger, said Longboy.
What's a bootlegger? I asked.
They buy and sell whiskey, said Longboy.
They do it in secret because it's illegal. I didn't see Longboy until dinner. He returned to the hotel, and he was smiling and looking happy again.
I found some information about that man today, he said.
His name is Jess Hardin.
I was right. Hardin is a bootlegger. His brother is a policeman, and they probably do business together. They've got a lot of influence in this town.
Can we do business with them? I asked.
Yes, we can. But first we have to find where Hardin keeps his whiskey, said Longboy. You can do that better than me, Addie.
We'll sit in the reception area. Hardin will go outside with someone, and then you must follow him. But don't let him see you.
I won't, I said.
We sat together for about 20 minutes. A man came in and spoke to Hardin. Hardin stood up and they walked out of the back door. I went out to the terrace and watched them. Hardin and the man were standing next to a building. Hardin went inside and brought out 6 bottles of whiskey. The man took them and walked to the front of the hotel. I went inside and told Longboy.
Good girl, he said, with a smile.
Let's go for a walk. We went out of the front of the hotel and walked around to the back. Longboy opened the door of the building.
Nobody locks things here, he said. Watch the hotel, Addie. I'm going inside. If someone comes, knock on the door.
After about a minute, Longboy came out with 2 bottles of whiskey. He was excited.
He's got thousands of bottles in there, he said. Let's put these 2 in the car.
What are you going to do now? I asked.
I'm going to sell Hardin some whiskey, Longboy said.
But we've only got 2 bottles, I said.
We'll take more of Hardin's whiskey and sell it back to him, he said. He'll never know it's really his whiskey.
At 4 o'clock in the morning, Longboy went to the building, took 20 boxes of whiskey, and put them in the car. Then we drove 2 miles out of town and left the boxes in a field. Longboy waited until after dinner to speak to Hardin. He sat next to him in the reception area.
Is your name Hardin? He asked quietly.
That's right, Hardin answered. I've got 20 boxes of whiskey to sell. Are you interested?
How much? Hardin asked.
$25 a box, said Longboy.
That's too much, said Hardin. I'll give you $20.
I can't sell it for less than 25, said Longboy.
When can you bring it? Hardin asked.
Right now, Longboy said.
You've got the whiskey here in Winston? Hardin said, surprised.
Yes, I have, said Longboy.
Bring it at 7 in the morning, said Hardin.
I didn't trust Hardin. I sat on the stairs and watched Longboy go up to the room. Hardin went to the phone and called someone. I listened to the conversation.
There's a bootlegger staying at the hotel, Hardin said. His whiskey is somewhere in Winston. He's going to get it in the morning. Follow him. Then put him in prison and bring the whiskey here.
Longboy was in danger. I must tell him about the conversation immediately, I thought.